Very good. Before we start, I'd like to thank the whole Chaver for all of the Chanukah gelt that you gave me. Thank you very much. I enjoy very much the learning, more than the Chanukah gelt. Before Chanukah, we left off in the sugya on Pei Aleph on the base. So just to review again, there are three dinim in the Chumash that depend on a proper shechita. One is, if a ganach steals shor baseh, if a gazlan steals, he only pays keren, he doesn't pay kefal. And if a ganav steals, he has to pay kefal in addition to the keren. And if he's tovach or mochar, either he shechts or he sells shor v'seh, then in addition to the kefal, he pays another two times. Hamisha boker sham tachas hashor, v'arba tzon tachas haseh. If it's a boker, then he pays keren and kefal and another two times. That's arba tzon tachas haseh. And if it's a Behem Adakan, if it's Behem Agasim, then he pays Chamisha Bokei Shalom. Then he pays Keren and Kekel another three times. So the Mishnah says there, he has to do a proper Shechita. If he shoots the animal, that's not called Tovach. Tovach means a kosher Shechita with all the Chamisha Shechita. Shia Drosa Chalod Hagram Aviyika. The second din is also Be'ez Beno. You're not permitted to Shech to Os Be'ez Beno B'yamechon. So the Mishnah says if he shoots one of the animals, or if he chokes it to death, or he poisons it, so that's not called, that's not included. And the third din is Kisi Adam. That's the next parak. Osir Ezbena only applies to behemoth. It doesn't apply to Ephes and it doesn't apply to Chayas. And that was the Gemara had a whole discussion. What if you have an animal that's a mix? The father was behemoth, the mother's a Chay, the father's a Chay, the mother's a behemoth. So how do you determine what the status of the blood is? Then the next parak is the din of Kisi Adam. Kisi Adam Faker only applies to Chay V'yof. Doesn't apply to behemoths. The opposite, Osbezbena only applies to behemoths. Kisei Adam only applies to chayis and to oifas. And again, Kisei Adam is only if he shechted it properly. If he shoots the animal and the dam comes out, there's no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. So in all of the three cases, in Bava Kamma, Perek Merube, the seventh Perek by Tovach HaMochar, and in our Perek Osbezbena, the next Perek, Kisei Adam, you have this machlokes from Shimon and Nachama, Shimon by Choy. Argues with the Chachamim. What's the din of Shechita Sheina Ruya? What say Shechita Sheina Ruya? He shechted, he said, the Mishnah gives a few examples. So one example is he shechts an animal. Turns out that it has a trephus, has a broken leg, has a hole in the lung, has a hole in the kishke, some kind of a trepha, but the Shechita was perfect. But it's an Issa trepha. So the din is that Shechita's trepha is Natar Medina Vela. So you see Shechita's trepha is called the Shechita. So that's a posuk. But the shaila is, what about for these three halachas? What about when you get to Osvez Benon, Kisei Adam, and Tovach HaMochar? You say, Shechita Sheini Ruya. If he shechted an animal, and it's also b'achil, not because he didn't do the Shechita properly, it's also for a different reason, because it's a trefo, or a Sharan Niskal. Sharan Niskal is in Parshas Mishpatim, Shor Shaharga Sa'odam. So the first time Shor Shaharga Sa'odam, you have to convene a Bezna of 23. And if two Adim come and testify, there's no need for Hasra. It's a behemoth. So if two Adim will come and testify in the presence of the Bezen of 23, Kimisis Abanam Kachmis Hashar. First Mishnah says, just like you need two Adim in the Bezen of 23 to be dandid in the Foshes on the Balashar, if he would murder someone, so you need a Bezen of 23 and two kosher Adim to testify that the Shor deserves Einish Misa. So if the Bezen made a Gemardin, then even if you shecht the shor, it's going to be asabana. If you chapois and you shecht the shor before the bezin made the gmardin, the din in the foshes, so then shecht the kernim shenig mardin a muta bahanasa. But if shecht the bezin can't make a gmardin lemisa on a shor that's dead already. But if the bezin made the gmardin leskila, so shor aniska, the bezin made the gmardin leskila while the animal was still alive. And then the balabas, a wise guy, he runs and he shechts it quickly. So if shechting after the gmardin, it's also b'anot. When Bezin makes the gmardin on the Shor Niskal, it's also b'anot. And then the third example would be if he shets the behema l'avodah zarah, he shets it as tikrubis. So tikrubis is osav ano, it's a pasuk in the chumash. The shechita was a perfect shechita, but the din is that it's osav ano. So these three examples, shachat l'avodah zarah, and shechet v'nimtzis treifa, and shoran nisko, these three examples are quoted in all these prokim, in Bava Kamma and over here. Our Mishnah adds on another couple of cases. So the additional cases are questionable. So last week we had a whole discussion in the Gemara. Here, three lines from the bottom of Payala from the base. So the Gemara raised an issue, Paraduma. The Mishnah gives an example, someone shechts Paraduma. If you shecht any carbon, we had a whole discussion, different opinions in the Gemara. So one opinion wants, you shecht the carbon, since all carbonas are asav ano, even when you shecht it, it's asav ano until you do the zrikas adam. So even though later on you do the zrikas adam, within 2 minutes, you could, how far is it? You shecht it over here, and you saw a kohen walks to the mizbech, and he does zrikas adam. But at the time of shechita, it was asav ano, so that's called shechita sheinibur. It doesn't help later on. There's going to be zrik adam. Then there was another opinion. No. If you shecht it, and ultimately you do the zvik on the mizbeach, it's a gloy milson of my friend that it was a shechita haruya. And Reb Shimon would hold that that's a shechita haruya, shema shechita. But if it shechts first the behem haskulin, and then it shechts also, there's no shechts the vlad or the mother. Afterwards, on the same day, and the Adam give masra, don't shecht this carbon, because if you're going to do the zvik asadam later, it's going to turn out that the shechita was a shechita haruya. So that's Hasra Safed. So if one opinion was in the Gemara, if you shech kachim, since at the time that you shechting in Sasa Bano, it's called Shechitu Shen Ruhi. So Reb Shimon would say Shechitu Shen Ruhi, Lav Shema Shechit. The other version was, no, it depends. If later on, if it turns out that you did Zvika Sadam, Igloi Milson, my friend, that it was a Shechitu Haruya. The two different opinions in the Gemara. Then there was a third opinion in the Gemara, that even though when you shech the Karbonis, it's Sasa Bano now, but when you shecht it, it's I made lachilos mizbeach. So that's called shechita haruya. Forget about lachilos adam. It's I made lachilos mizbeach. You're going to be makta the emurim on mizbeach. So that is called the shechita. So those were three shechitas about shechitas kachim. Now the Mishnah has a different case. That was three opinions in Amoraim. What would Rav Shimon say about shechitas kachim? Would he label shechitas kol hakachim as shechita sheni haruya or not? And then there was a discussion, maybe carbon chatas in Asham, that the Kohanim eat, or shlamim, that the Bailam eat. So that is what to discuss. That shechita may lead up to achil. That the shechita. But in the oila, it's also about now before you shecht it. After you shecht it, you're going to burn the whole thing on the mizbech. Nobody eats anything. Unless you hold achilas mizbech, shema achila. So that was a discussion in Amoraim. What would Reb Shimon say regarding shechita's kachim? Would he label it a shechita sheinui or shechita haruya? Our Mishnah doesn't say a word about Shechitas Kachim. What would Reb Shimon say? And that's the Gemara had the whole discussion on my right. Our Mishnah adds on, Yishech the Paraduma. Yishech the Paraduma. Paraduma is a hybrid. We discussed a little bit less, but on the one hand, the Pasuk says Chatasi, the beginning of Parshas Chukas. It ends off there. Chatasi, you treat it like a carbon chatas. A lot of dinim I learned that from the fact that it's called a carbon chatas. On the other hand, it's not a carbon. Paraduma, you don't shecht it in the Azor, it's not a carbon. It's kotche berekabayis. Tosis quotes it over here. At the bottom, Tosis on Peyalef on the base, Tosis quotes from Shavua stuff, the third line in the Tosis, where it has in parentheses, Davidalef on the base. Mm-hmm. So they quote the Reb Shimon the Tana says in Shavua, para kotche berekabayis. It's kotche berekabayis. So Tosis, the Gemara says, therefore it lends itself to pidyon. When you have kotche mizbeach, it doesn't lend itself to pidyon unless it develops a mum kavua. And even if it has a mum kavua, then you paida, it still has kedushas carbon even after you paida, and the din is that it's still oisit tmura. If I say behemaskulin harezu tachazu, it doesn't become tmura. If you say a carbon harezu tachazu, that's an avera, loyaklefena loyamarosu, loyahus marosu yakaidish. Name a yobner, if he does make tmura, he did an avera and it's called the tmura. If you take a behema that had a mum kavua and you paid it, and then you say, Herezu tachazu, a different behema, one would have thought you paid it, was yotze l'chulin already. So the fair is more that it's still loisa tmura even after you paid it. So you see that there are two different dinim opinion. When you have kotch berek abayis and you paid it, So it's yotze lechulam. You have kachim mizbech and you pay that. It's not that it's yotze lechulam. It's a heter shchita. You're permitted to shecht it chutz lazara. Atame vato yachte vechlen. Atame is permitted to eat it. But it still retains, really, in a certain sense, it still retains partially the dinim of the carbon. It's the loss of the giz of avodah, the Gemara says. If you do giz of avodah, you'll be loike. Asaga b'b'chor sherecha, but asaga b'b'chor tzenecha means even a b'chor. Even a b'chor is only kachim kalim. Even if it's only kachim kalim, it's still an isa giz of avodah. The Gemara says the lav, the giz of avodah applies even after you paid it. It's an isa giz of avodah. So it still retains the kedusha's carbon. It's a figyon hamatir. So that's Paraduma has real pidyon. Paraduma is on the Kodesh Berek HaBayis, has real pidyon if you paid it. And even not only does it have pidyon after you magdish it, and it's a behemoth tanima, but it's not a carbon. It's only Kodesh Berek HaBayis that has pidyon. Then the Gemara said, Pora niptis agabi marachosa. Here, the second line from the top of it, they quote Rish Lakish says, on Peg Beis Amid Aleph, second line. I shechted the paraduma and I put it on top of logs, and I'm going to burn it, and I'm going to turn it into ashes, and I'm going to take the eighth part of the ashes and put it in big jars and save it for years and years and years. Whenever someone's stomach, you have to take water, you have to put a speck from the ashes in, that's called kiddush mechatos. You mix in a little bit of ashes from the paraduma with the water, and then if someone attended a funeral, so it's not enough just to go to mikveh. You have to have hazash, shlishi, shvi, and then you can go to mikveh. Everyone who's tummy has to go to mikveh, but if one is tummy mace, he attended a funeral, they touched the mace, the chevek kadisha. So the mikveh doesn't help unless they first went to, they had hazosh lishishvi. Hazosh lishishvi, that's from the paraduma water. So the Gemara says, you can even be paid the paraduma al-gabi marachosa. You have marocha, piles of, you have shechted it already, and you're about to burn it. You can even do pidyon over there. That's a real pidyon. That's kachim berek habayis. Pidyon is mochi lechumen. It's not pidyon based on the din of kachim mizbech to get a mum kavua. It's not that din. This just says, from the Gemara, it would appear that you reach a certain point that it no longer has any pidyon. So that's not sure when is that by paraduma. You reach a certain point that it no longer has pidyon. It's part of, you can even be poided agabi marachos, even after you shechted it and you have it on the pile of the logs and you're about to burn it. You shecht it chutz lazara. You don't shecht it in the azara. It's not a carbon. You don't shecht it in the azara. So it says it would appear that there's a certain point after which there's no longer pidyon. That's what the Gemara mentions over here. So Tosfos is guessing. They don't know what the point is. They say it's probably after you do the shechitas, you have to be mazad adam noichach pesach ol moed. That's what it says in Parshas Chukah. So Tosfos says mistami after you did the azara, then it's already too late to be poyda. But before that point, it has regular din opinion because only kachim is bech. So the Mishnah gives an example of shchita shein ebruya. The other mesichtes, they only give the three examples. Shechet b'dim tzitzreifa, shechet l'avod zara is also b'hana, and the third one is sharaniskal. Shechet sharaniskal after the gmardin makes the shor into yisuri hana. So even if he shechet, it's going to be asmana. But you did a perfect shchita to it. So that's the machlekes of Shimon Rabban about the shchita shenivuya. Do you call it shchita? Do you not call it shchita? Our Mishnah added on a few more cases that are totally in the machlekes of Shimon Rabban. So the Mishnah says the paradum is one of the cases. So the Gemara says, why is shchita she'ena re'uya? The expression shchita she'ena re'uya. So the Gemara says it reminds one, that terminology, that expression reminds one of the concept of Reb Shimon, happens to be the same town of Reb Shimon, but it's not totally there. But it's a different thing that he said. Shimon said, there are four categories of things that are mekabel tuma, odi mekele mochim amashkim. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, we don't pass on like Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon is of the opinion, mekol ho'echal ha'sheri yochel, mekol mashke ha'sheri shasa b'chol kli yitma, ochel is mekabel tuma, amashkim ha'am mekabel tuma. So because the lashon of the pasuk mikol ha'echal asher yeyachel, so this leads Reb Shimon to say, it has to be Michael Adam, if it's Michael behemoth straw that the horses eat, or some kind of sloppy food that behemoths eat, or canary food, or something like that, or dog food, that's not the Royal Achivazon, that's not Makabutum, it has to be Michael Adam. What if it's Michael Adam, but it's also Bachilo? So Anochri can eat it, so it's Royal Achivazon, so then Anochri can eat it, so it's Makabutum. What if a Jew has food that's also Bahanoah for him? he can't feed it to a guy because then it's considered he's getting hanah. If he's going to feed it to the guy, he's going to be makatayva to him. The food is also about not. So Reb Shimon has a shita which is not accepted. If the ochel is yati ochel achil lachem, you're not allowed to feed it to anybody else because it's also about not. So then he holds that it's not makabel to. So what if the Reb Shimon says the following case? You have flesh, you have glat kosher flesh, and the chol of Yisrael milk. So this is kosher l'mahadim, and that's kosher l'mahadim. Then you cook it together, it becomes basa b'cholav d'arayis, it's also b'achil b'anon. You learn to perikol basa. If you only have basa b'cholav d'abanon, let's say chicken and milk, or you mixed it together and you didn't cook it, you didn't do derech bishol, so then it's basa b'cholav d'abanon, it's only also b'achil mutabanon. But if you cook together real flesh with milk, that's basa b'cholav d'arayis, it's also b'achil asabanon. So according to Reb Shimon, you would say that the basa b'cholav is not mekabel tumah because it's asabanon, echel, so the Gemara quotes at the Sefton. No, by the Reb Shimon, the Basa B'cholav, held Haisalosh Asar Kosher. Before I cooked the meat with the meat wasn't Roy L'Kabel Tumah, and the milk was Roy L'Kabel Tumah. So even though now I cooked them together, and it's also Banor, it's Echel She'i Atiyoch Al-Achil Al-Acherin, it can't feed, not permitted to feed it on Nach. But since held Haisalosh Asar Kosher, before I cooked it, it was Roy L'Kabel Tumah, so it's Roy L'Kabel Tumah. So the Gemara says over here, according to Reb Shimon, out of paraduma, I shechted a paraduma. So paraduma, before you shechted, is also bana. When you're magdashed, when you're designated as a paraduma, bezin takes money, bedeka buys money. It's kosher bedeka buys. Bezin takes bedeka buys money. It's not a korban that you take from the machzah shekel money. Korban is tzibur I purchase from the machzah shekel money. Private korban, the korban yochid, I want to bring a korban pesach. I'm a mechal shabbos b'shege. You have to bring a korban chatas. Or whatever, I have to bring the korban hashem, so I have to pay for my own money. If I can't afford it, so someone pays for me, someone does me a toif. But korban asiba have to be paid for by machzah shekel money. So this is not for paraduma. It's not a korban asiba. It's a mitzvah. It's a hegdish, but it's kosher beder gabayis. It's paid for from the beder gabayis funds. When you have to make a paraduma, the maid once every couple hundred years, to every 150, 250 years, they made a paraduma. The Mishnah says there were 9 paradumas in the past, in the history of the world. And Allah said, Malas Mashiach, but come and they'll make another paraduma. So it's going to be 10. Sachakol. Okay. So, when they designated the animal as a paraduma, they took Hegdish to get money, better Gabbai's money, and they bought a paraduma. So it had Kedusha's Hegdish, it's also Bano. When you shecht it, it's also Bano. It's still Hegdish, it's also Bano. Kozman, it's alive, it's not Mekabel Tumah. After it's dead, then you begin to discuss, is it Shaykh flesh? Is it Shaykh that the flesh should be Mekabel Tumah? So Reb Shimon should have said, Lo hoysa lo sha'asa kosher. It was Hegdish before you shechted it. So while it's alive, it's not really Mekabel Tumah. The minute it was geshecht and it's dead, it was still Hegdish. Also Banah. So you should have said, Paradum is not Mekabel Tumah. So the Gemara says, no. Since even though now we reach the point that it no longer lends itself to pidyon, when is that point? That's the test. When is that point? So they're guessing. They think it's probably after do hazaras adam nochel pesach omer. There must be some point after which it can't be paid. So that's what the Gemara said. Despite the fact that now this poraduma flesh is past the point of no return, it doesn't lend itself to pidyon anymore. And it was also manoff in the first moment, but since it had theoretically, paranifnis, theoretically, if you would have found a different paraduma, and you want to switch it, instead of using this one, the other one is mamahuda, a redhead, the paraduma. So the other redhead is better looking than this redhead. Sure. A better paraduma. So he wants to be paid at this one, and he wants to take the money and buy the other one instead. So he might say, you can even be paid at Gabi Marachosa, up until a certain point. Places thinks that they're guessing, they think that the point is Hazor, Nechech Pesach Almoyd. So since theoretically, after it had the Shechita, it could have theoretically had Pidyon, and at that time it would have been Mutter Lachilo, so that's Ocho Shati Ocho Lachilo Lachim. So that's the Gemara's Taina. Reb Shimon is the one who says that. Reb Shimon Ahmed, that's the last two lines, that's a Tosefta in Purim. The last two lines in Pe'alaf Ahmed, Reb Shimon Ahmed, Purim Etam Etum Esechem, it is Mekabel Tumah, despite the fact that Reb Shimon holds all these Suri HaNoah are not Mekabel Tumah, but this is different. Why, like Basa B'cholav is Mekabel Tumah, before you cooked it together, it was, right, it had a Heter Achi, it had a Heter HaNoah. Here also, theoretically, it had the ability, before you did the Hazor, you had the ability to be paid. If you would have been paid, it would have been Mutter Bachila. That's called Hal. So why does the Mishnah say that according to Reb Shimon, a poor aduma is a shechita she'ena ru'uya, that expression shechita she'ena ru'uya, theoretically, shechita she'ena ru'uya means it didn't even have a theoretical possibility. Why not? It had it after the shechita's poor aduma, before the hazara, it had the theoretical possibility to be put, in which case he could have eaten it, so it should be. So why does Mishnah call it Shechita She'ena Ru'uya? So the Gemara says, you're right. And for the Gemara, cross it out from the Mishnah. It's a mistake. It doesn't belong in the Mishnah. That's the second line on the top. Amar Hashem bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. He was a Hashem bar Abba, he was an Amor who lived in Eretz Yisrael, the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. He quoted him every so often, quoted things in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Zakka, Paras Chatas ain't a Mishnah. Cross it out from the Mishnah, it's a mistake. Paraduma is not a good example of Shechita She'ena Ru'uya. It is a Shechita Ru'uya, because the theoretical possibility is enough to be called the Shechita Ru'uya. But then the Mishnah had another example, Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa. So I think, we finished. So I don't remember right where we left off. So Egla Rufa, what's the din of Egla Rufa? Only applies in Eretz Yisrael. If you find a Jewish person who was murdered, if you find a person died, you don't bring an Egla Rufa. Find a person who was Jewish body, who was murdered, and you don't know, lo noda mihiko. You have to measure to the Orem HaShesvivas HaCholo, and whichever city is closest to the Cholo, Cholo means it was murdered, so they have an obligation to bring an Egla Ruf. So the din is an Egla Ruf as also Banu. How do you know? Because it's Rafu Shom, as an Egla Banachal. And the Gemara understands the word Shom means Shom Tekfur also. That Egla Rufa, that's not the Mok. The Gemara says, the Kohanim from the city, the Bezin from the city brings the Egla Rufa, and the Kohanim from the city have to recite the Bakosha, Kapal Amchasel Shepadis Hashem. They ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give an atonement to the people from the city. So the Gemara says, Kapor Ksiv Bakukotchim. Just like Korbanos HaMechaper, so to Paradum is Mechaper and this Aveira of Ritzicha. So since Kapor Ksiv Bakukotchim, the Kohanim say Kapal Amchasel Shepadis Hashem, it's also by no like Kotchim. Egla Rufa itself is not a Kot, it's not a Kotchim. Egla Rufa is not a Kotchim. It's not, it has nothing to do with Egdish. There's the Rash, Amishnayis quotes a Tosefta that Egla Rufa is also by no, but if you pay that, it takes off the Yisra HaNo. So the Chazanish says, the Mishlam Melech, I think, Mishlam Melech quotes that Rash, who quotes that Tosefta, and the Chazanish says, it can't be, it doesn't make any sense. Well, how can you be paid that? Let's say you cook basa b'chol and made it also by no, it lends itself to pinyon. Hegdish has a din. Hegdish lends itself to pinyon. If something is hegdish, and it's also banor, and you pay that, then it becomes mut banor. It becomes always hegdish. But how can you can't be paid at bas b'chol? So why should you be able to be paid at egla rufa? Once it becomes asmanor, it's asmanor. It's not hegdish. Chazanish thinks that it must be a misprint. He has no way to interpret such a line in a Tosefta.
Not
hegdish. Kaparik sibba kikotchim. Since the kohanim from the city that's closest have to offer the tefillah. Kabbal Amchasel Shepadis Hashem, so just like Karponis HaMachaper and Karponis HaRosimano, so the Egla Rufa is Rosimano also because it's Bolachaper. But it's not a Korban that's Bolachaper. It's not considered a Korban. So Egla Rufa is Rosimano because Kaporik Sivbak Kachim. So at what moment does it become Rosimano? So one opinion is Egla Rufa only becomes Rosimano after you do the Arifa. Before you do the Arifa, it's not an Egla Rufa. So if it's not an Egla Rufa before Arifa, so what does Mishnah say? If somebody shechts an Egla Rufa is also Bano. But if you're going to follow that, that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. If you're going to follow the opinion of the Tana, the Egla Rufa is only also Bano after Arifa, so it's not shach to say he shechted an Egla Rufa and it's also Bano. If he shechts it, means that it's alive. It's alive. It never did the Arifa. Arifa means you chop off the neck. You kill it by breaking the neck. So if you did the Arifa, it's not also Bano. So how can you call it a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya? So that's what the Gemara Frekta Kasha, on the fourth line from the top. We already crossed that Paraduma. So now they're going to work to cross out Egla Rufa also, the extra case. So the Gemara says, Egla Rufa, lav Shechita Ru'uya. What are you talking about? The Mishnah says, B'feirish, there's all Perik Egla Rufa. In the end, towards the end of Masechas Saita, we learned it. So the Mishnah says, The din of Egel Aruf only applies lo no damihiko, if you don't know who the murderer was. They have, the Rambam claims in the Mar Nevuchim, what's the reason for this strange mitzvah of Egel Aruf, such a strange mitzvah? He says it's just in order to gain publicity, that everybody should know the police are looking for the murderer, so whoever has any tips should call the hotline, and they should notify the police. So when they're about to bring the Egel Arufa, it's possible to have such a case. Nimtza ha'horig ha'tzoloi te'yorei fa'eglo. They're about to do the Arifa, and then the police say, we found the murderer, we found the fingerprints, and we have absolute evidence, we have a video, whatever, showing that it did the murder. So then you don't bring the Egel Arufa. So the Mishnah says, even though we designated the animal as an Egel Arufa, and when mamish otot, we're about to do the Arifa, takes a v'tir b'eda. We can take this Egel Arufa and mix it back into the corral with all the other animals. And mutabano, the Egel Arufa only becomes asmano after the Arifa. Mechaim is mutabano. So the Gemara, Mechaim is mutabano. So what you have to say, yishecht an Egel Arufa, it's asmano, so shchita shen ruya. It's not an Egel Arufa until you do the Arifa. Once you do the Arifa, it's dead, so it doesn't lend itself to shchita. So how can it be? So the Gemara says, it's a misprint. The Gemara says, Rabbi, cross it out. And for the Gemara, just like Rabbi Yechman crossed out for Aduma, right. So the Reish Lakish says, Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yana, Egla Ruf Eina Mishnah. Cross out the next line also. The next line is also a mistake. It's not a correct, it's not a good example of Shechita Sheni Rui. Frag the Gemara, is that authentic? Reish Lakish said it in the name of Rabbi Yana. Frag the Gemara, but Vahama Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Yana made a comment there, in Masech HaSotik, Vul Shamati Bo, I heard from my Rabbeim that there's a point after which the Egel Arufa becomes Asabano Mechaim. The Shachachti, I forgot it. He said he heard from his Rabbeim and he forgot. He forgot what the Gvul is. Up until that point it's Butmano, after that point it's Asabano. What is that point? So he doesn't know. The Nazmin Chavraya Lemeimar, the Amoraim lived in Eretz, they used to speak Aramaic also. Even though they lived in Eretz, they didn't speak Hebrew. They spoke a different dialect of, in Babel, the Goyim also spoke Aramaic. There are countries now in the Middle East where the Goyim speak Aramaic. Not that they're not so knowledgeable in the Gemara, that's the Sfas HaMedina. They speak Aramaic. But even Eretz Yisrael, in the days of the Tanaim, in the days of the Amoraim, they spoke Aramaic with a different dialect. So Rabbi Yanai says, Benasim Chavrai Lameimar, the other Machaverim, they say, they think the Shir is, Ridosan Anachalesan Aisrosan. Even Mechaim does become Asabano. So the Gemara says, if it's true that that's the Shir, that there's such a thing, Egel Arufa becomes Asabano Mechaim, so how can Reish Lakish quote in the name of Rabbi Yanai that you cross out the line in the Mishnah? It's not Gemalt, it's not possible that you shecht in an Egel Arufa and it's going to be Shechita Sheni Vuri. Why is it impossible? Because Arifas Aisrasa? No! Rabbi Yanai was the one who said, Shamati Merabaisai, the Gvul Shamati, there is a point after which the Egel Arufa is Asamano Amichayim. So why does he cross out from the Mishnah the Yemisan if it's true that Shamati, that there is a point, Lashani led him far after, Kan Kanim Yidir, Kan Lachi Yirida. What's so schwer about our Mishnah? After you read Dosel and Nachaleison, then it becomes Asabano. Then if you go on Yishacht, it'll be a Shechitish anyway. What's so difficult to Mishnah? So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not Rabbi Yanai said it's a misprint, cross it out. Reish Lakish said it's a mistake. We said before, Reish Lakish said in the name of Rabbi Yanai. And now we're correct, and it can't be Reish Lakish said in the name of Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai never said that. Rabbi Yanai holds that that it's not a mistake, that Egel Arufa does become Asabano Mechaim. But Reish Lakish doesn't hold like that. Reish Lakish holds that Egel Arufa ain't a Mishnah. You have to cross out the line in the Mishnah. Egel Arufa ain't a Mishnah. Now the Gemara has a problem with that. Is that true? That Reish Lakish holds that Egel Arufa is Muta Bahano Mechaim, only Arifasa Yisrasa. The Gemara says, there is a Saita, it's a Beferish and Machlokes HaTanoim. And it's a Machlokes HaMoraim. Every so often you have like that. It's a Machlokes HaTanoim, earlier generations. And it's a Machlokes HaMoraim, which opinion to accept. Every so often you have such. Usually it's rare. Usually it's a rare thing. The Amoraim are going to have the same Machlokes of the Tanaim. No, it's a Machlokes, which Tana's opinion to accept La Halacha. So here, this was clearly a Machlokes in the days of the Tanaim, whether Arifosa or Isrosa, or the Egel Arufa becomes Asamano, even Mechaim. So now they ask Astira and Reish Lakish. Umiyam Reish Lakish Ochi. Is that true? That Reish Lakish holds that it's a misprint in the Mishnah, it's a Tos Sefer, in the Mishnah, it shouldn't belong in the Mishnah. Egla Rufa cannot become Osama no Miran Sami Osala Hashita. There is a din when a Mitzvah becomes healed, he has to bring some korbanos. So in order that he has to go to mikveh, anyone who is tummy he has to go to mikveh, and then in addition to the mikveh, there are certain people who are tummy. There's a perik, the second perik increases. It's called perik abon mechusir kapora. There are four people who are tummy, who after they go to the mikveh they have to bring a korban to complete tahara procedure. Usually go to the mikveh and then you tohar vis-a-vis eating ma'aser sheni. A tummy is not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni when he goes to mikveh. Tovo biyala. That's a mission. He's allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. But even though he's allowed to eat ma'aser sheni, he's not allowed to eat truma until he has harav shemesh. That's the first mission in brachas. Whenever you tovel in the mikveh, even a year after you could have been tovel a year ago. If you go to mikveh today, you got to wait till harav shemesh, till tzeisat tochama, following the going to the mikveh, then you can eat truma. And then to eat kachim or to enter the Beis HaMikdosh, he's still in mechusa kippurim if you're one of the four tamein. Zav zav, yaledes and metzora, these are the four people who are mechusa kippurim. So they have to bring a carbon to complete their tahara procedure. So part of the procedure of the mitzvah is he brings two tziporim chayis tahoris. He brings two tziporim tahorim, and one of them you set free. Shilach al pnei asada, the tzipor hamushulachas is mutabahano, mutabachil mutabahano, and then the tzipor hashkuta, the one that you shech, that's going to be osmano. So there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, how does that work? So one opinion is, when you buy the two tziporim, shnei tziporim chayis dehoires, they both become osa bahano. When you set free the tzipam shilach al pnei asode, when you set free one of the two, then it becomes mutabano. But until you do v'shilach al pnei asode, they're both osa bahano. When you do the shiluach al pnei asode, becomes mutabano. And the other one doesn't become osa bahano because you shecht it. It was osa bahano mishas l'kicha. When you bought it, when you designated the two as the tzipori mitzvah, they both became osamano. The other opinion is not true. There's no such din. There's no makkah for such a din. I was going to explain what the machlekes is. That's machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, tzipori mitzvah me'emasai nesorim. When does it become osamano? Rav Yechon and Rama mishah shchita. When you shech the tzipa hashchuta, then it becomes also. The tzipa msholachas never became also in the first place. Not that it was also mishas l'kicha, then the shiluach al pnei asode is matirit, mitirit. Never became osur in the first place. Rishlok Hisham and mishas l'kicha, they both become osur. And the shiluach, the tzipaham mishulachas, becomes mutabano mishas shiluach. We mean on my time of the Rishlokish, what's the mocker? My time doesn't mean what's the explanation. I mean, when the Gemara says my time, the reason why it says because the Pasuk says so. That's the reason. Today, when you say, what's the Tam? You say, what's the Hezber? In the Gemara, my time means, what's the Mokar? Whenever you have a Pasuk and Chumash, that's the Tam. So the Gemara says, my time in the Resh Lakish, where's the Mokar and Chumash to say that they both become Osibana? So the Gemara says, Gama Kicha, Kicha me Eglu Arufa. Just like by Eglu Arufa becomes Osibana from the time that the Bnei Hu'ir buy the Eglu Arufa and they designate it, it becomes Osibana before you read Osir the Nachal Eisen. Way before, when they buy it, it becomes osa. So too, the both shnei tziporim chayis tahoris, they both become osa b'hanoa right away. And Rabbi Yechon disagrees, and he says, no, the shchita asa is the tzipa hashchuta, and the tzipa msholach never became osa in the first place. So the Gemara says, what's going on over here? First, he told me that Rabbi Yanai crossed out. First, they said Rabbi Yanai. Rish Lakish quoted the name Rabbi Yanai that you got to cross out Egla Rufa from the Mishnah. Because Egla Rufa is mutabano mechaim. So, and after he did the Arifa, it becomes osabano, it's not shaykh to shecht it. So that's not an example of shchitish anyway. Then they said Rabbi Yanai doesn't hold like that, because Rabbi Yanai holds that it's mutabano mechaim, arifosa isrosa. So they said, not Rabbi Yanai, Reish Lakish said like that. Reish Lakish holds osabano mechaim. Now they quote Reish Lakish. Now what are they holding by now? Nachamon. They quote Rabbi Yanai, said it's a mistake because Arifasa Israsa. So who said that? And then they proved that's a mistake because Rabbi Yanai holds it does become Osamano Mechaim. You read Osamano Nachalaisan Israsa. So who's the one who said it's a mistake in the Mishnah? So they say Rish Lakish, who said that it's a mistake. Why do you say it's a mistake? Because he holds that Egla Rufa Arifasa Israsa. Then they say, no! Rish Lakish is the one who says the Shnei Tzipoim Chayisars, they both become Osamano Mishas Lakicha. Because he learns Gzer Sheva Kicha Kicha from Egla Rufa. So you see, the Rish Lakshmi, the one who holds the Egel Darufi, is also Banu Amechayim. And all of a sudden over there you say he holds not so. So the Gemara says, no, that's a misprint. That's a Tos Sefer. They were never sure. In Bavel, they didn't hear it from Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. So they had to rely on what people told them over. Talmidim came from every time they told over. So they were always mixing up the names. They said the name of Rish Lakish, but Rabbi Yechon said the name of Rabbi Yechon, but Rish Lakish said. So here there was a push of the confusion. The Gemara said, Ella, the Gemara said, Rabbi Yechon is the one who crosses it out from the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon holds that the Egla Rufa is Mutabana Mechaim. But Rish Lakish holds that Egel Arufa does become Moshe Ban Amichaim, so he doesn't cross it out from the Mishnah. Fine. Rabbi Yechonah crossed out two lines in the Mishnah. He crossed out the Por Aduma, and he crossed out the Egel Arufa. There are two mistakes in the Mishnah. The other Mishnahs don't have them. Bava Kama, you don't have Por Aduma, you don't have Egel Arufa. He just had Noma, HaShechet Minim Tzistreif, HaShechet Lavad Izzare, and HaShechet Shara Niskal. Shara Niskal, after the Gemar Din, is Osa Bano. Yeah. There's a bottom tesis here. This bottom tesis appears in Bava Kama also. There's a daf in Bava Kama that has, there's hardly any Gemara. It's an Amud Aleph, hardly any Gemara. The whole daf is an elaboration on this bottom tesis about the dinim of Reb Shimon. If when you learn the Gemara Menachos, the Pashtus in the Gemara is not like the Baran Tosis. Tosis quotes that Reb Shimon holds Kol Amid Lizu Kizarg Dami, Kol Amid Lahazus Kimuza Dami, Kol Amid Lishra Kishacha Dami. It comes out in the Gemara, he never said this. Reb Shimon Baichoy only said one thing, Kol Haimid Liftois, he never said Kipadi Dami. Reb Shimon just said, Oichal Asheye Ochel, is mekabel tuma. If the oichel is also manoa, and it doesn't have a theoretical possibility to feed it to a nachri, then it's not roi lekabel tuma. So the Gemara says, kol ha'imed lifto is kipadei dami, since a parad niftas al gabi marachosa, even after you shech the paraduma. There is a theoretical possibility, there was a theoretical possibility of being paid of the paraduma, even though now you reach the point of no return, you already did the hazor. Now you can't be paid, but since an hour ago there was a possibility that you could have been paid, so that theoretical possibility is enough that it should be called. But he never said kolayim liftes kipari damit. He said kolayim liftes, I'm a liftes. That's all. If it had a theoretical possibility to be paid, so that's enough to be called. But he never said. The Gemara, in fact, backs out from all of this. Places there so many kashas. The push of Shat Gemara is not like this. It's Rashi. Rashi doesn't learn like this. Rashi, it's the Gemara in the end of Menachos, I think. One of the end of Menachos. One of the here, Menachos Kufalov. So Rashi learns, once you get to the Maskana, Reb Shimon never said, Koloim lift is kipari dami. He said, since there was a theoretical possibility of being paid at the Paraduma, even after Shechita, so that's enough to be called Eichel Asheri Yochel, theoretical possibility. You don't need the Poel Mamish that you were paid there. He never said, I'm a lift this kid party dumb. Zairop Bala Kashis. The Rishonim said, other Balei Tosfos say like that. Okay. Yeah, Rashi's quoting the Lashon HaGemara is like that. So some of the Balei Tosfos write, the Gemara never meant that. When you finally get to the Maskonas HaGemara in Menachos Kufalov towards the very end of the Masechta, Menachos Kufalov on the base is one of the sources here. See in the Masoros HaShas, on the last line on Pe'alof on the base, they give you all the cross references. When you get to the Maskana, so that expression of Reb Shimon called everything is Kipadi Dam, he didn't mean Kipadi. Since there was a theoretical possibility of being Paida, so that theoretical possibility is enough that to label the food as Eichel Asheri Yochel. Kol Ayim Liftos is Ayim Liftos. That's enough. Ayim Liftos is enough. Not that it's Kipadi Dom. There's so many kashas. Teretz says Reb Shimon never said it. Yeah.
Huh?
He never said it. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Reb Shimon never said it. In some of the history books they write that long, complicated thesis, this bottom thesis is very long, Barichas, in Bava Kama. Where is it in Bava Kama? Here. The Bava Kama, Ayin Zanam and Aleph. I think there's something like four or five lines in the Gemara. Here, this, the top few lines on the top of Pei Beis and Aleph, the top three lines, top two lines. That's Dan Babakam Ayin Zayin. And then the whole daf is all Tosfos. So in the history books, they write such a story. I don't know if it's a Babakam, I said it's true. They say when the crusaders were coming to kill the Balei HaTosfos, they killed a lot of the Balei HaTosfos. So they knew, the Balei HaTosfos knew that the crusaders were on their way, and they stayed up the whole night, and they were working on that Tosfos in Babakama, even though they knew the next day they were all going to be killed, and most of them were killed. But what they wrote the night before was that big Tosfos of that Kolam HaLiftos and so on. I don't know, how do they know that this was what they worked the night before the crusaders came? Probably a Baba Maisa. I don't know. I don't think they have any source in that. The next mission is an interesting din. Shnaim shalokhu para ubna. I keep the yuchsin, I remember. This is Oysadez Beno. So I know I'm not, if I have a big farm, 1,000 animals, I'm not going to remember which is the para, which is Beno. Oysadez Beno. I'm not going to remember. There's Takeh Din. Let's say I have a farm. A lot of times you have a farm, you have thousands of cows. In a dairy farm, you have 15,000 cows, easily. So if you have a lot of cows and you're raising them, how is he going to remember which is us or is not? He knows that there's us or is not, but it's a bottled elef over here. What's Takeh Din? If he shechts an animal, so he's not allowed to shecht another animal, then maybe the Bno and it may be the Imo. If they're the same age, obviously it's not also as Bno. Maybe it's a brother and a sister, but that's not included in the Issa. So usually you should say it's bottled, but Balei Chaim Chashiva V'loi B'Teli is a din of the Rabban. Balei Chaim are not bottled. Here the shayla is because it's bala oilam et taruvis. When I shecht one, before I shecht anything, so there's no shayla. Akosha top and Akosha level, there's no shayla on anything. When I shecht one behemah, and then all of a sudden there's another glon on shayla, am I allowed to shecht the other one?
Could be.
The age difference is such that it could be that's a vlad, it could be that's a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. But the odds are 1,000 to 1 that it's not. So the din is ben atayre, it's bottled the right, but the rabban about a chayim chashiv, it's not bottled. So you're stuck, so you can't shecht anything, you have to wait till tomorrow. Okay, the world doesn't come to you, wait till tomorrow. And if you have to shecht for today, so you shecht another one that's bevadai, not b'no, not the mother, not the son. It's the same age. Yeah. So the Rabbi Kivegan, Hilchas Osres b'no, he raises quotes that there's a machloikas, achrayim, what's the din if it's bol oilem mitarubis? Why? Because it's a din that a dovash eshel matirin is not bottom. What's an example of dovash eshel matirin? Let's say peris anoshrin. A tree falls off, an apple falls off of the tree, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So there's a gzeirah of the Rabban, and you're not allowed to eat it because you're not allowed to pluck off fruits from the tree on Shabbos. Even on Yom Tov, Reuch HaNevesh is mutter, for some reason or another, Tosfos works very hard to explain why. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to pluck off an apple from a tree on Yom Tov, even though there's a heter Reuch HaNevesh. That's not allowed. So what if the apple fell off on its own? So that's a Mishnah Psochim, that Peres HaNeshim, you're not permitted to eat, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. So what if I know an apple fell off from the tree, but I know there are 100 apples on the ground from Erev Shabbos, or from Erev Yom Tov, and this apple fell, now there are 101 apples, they all look exactly the same. I don't know which apple fell on Yom Tov, which apple, I know that one of them fell on Yom Tov. So what's the din in such a situation? So some Rishonim say, and not Tyson says that it's us. Tyson Baba Kama says that it's us. And in Yeridah, they don't pass like that. They pass like the Shittim Kubetzes, quotes a different region, not from the Balei HaTosfos, not from Spain, not from Germany or France, a different Balei HaTosfos, Rabbi Yishaya, somebody, who holds a different Shittim, that even though Dov Shesh Matirin is not bottled with the Rabbanim, but if it's Bolo Oilem with Taruvis, then it is bottled. In other words, Taruvis can accomplish, usually, if they have an Iser, Taruvis can accomplish two things. If something is treif, let's say a treif of salami. So I know the salami was treif, it has a wrapper, it said this is not kosher. Then the other two salami said this is kosher. So it was clear, this is a treif of salami. I bought a salami for the Goyish workers, I bought two salamis for my family, or for the Jewish workers, whatever. Then they take off the labels, now they look exactly the same. I know, I have no way of testing, and no way to figure out which is the kosher salami, which is the treifa salami. So the din is that chad betray is bottle. If you have two kosher salamis, one trefa salami, so it's bottled berayv. So if you would have one apple fell off from the tree on Shabbos and Yontif, and I know which apple it is, that's usur, and then afterwards you get mixed in with two apples that were plucked off from the tree before Shabbos began, so then I would apply the rule of davar sheyesh matirin. The apple that fell off on Shabbos only usur today, if I wait till after Havdalah, it'll be mutter. So it's a davar sheyesh matirin, so I feel the be'alof lo bottle, even if it gets mixed in with 1,000 apples of dinner, that it's not bottled.
Why is it usur?
Because something like that. They made exer derabanan. If you'll allow him to eat the apple that fell off from the tree, he may go. He may be so excited about it, he may go ahead and pluck off another apple. So they made exer. You're not allowed to eat, even if the apple fell off on its own. You're not allowed to eat. Then Taisa throws in explanations of muktzah. That's questionable already. But the simple reading is exer. Shema, he'll go pluck off some more. So this is what the Shulchan Aruch says, if I knew which apple was Aser, and then it fell into a Taruvis, it got mixed up, so Taruvis, if you have the tray for salami, get mixed in with two kosher salami, so the Taruvis is Mata the Yisra. But if it's Bala Elam the Taruvis, I have 100 apples on the ground. I'm standing from a distance and I see, oi, an apple just fell down on Shabbos. Now I'm going to walk over. I was standing at a distance away, a block away. I see an apple falling down. I come nearby. I have no way to identify which apple fell down now, which apple was there from before. So mitchilosoi, the apple was, the isadik apple was boloilam at tarubis. So there we say there's another din. Tarubis, bitl beroid, has the power to be matir etrefa apple, to be matir etrefa salami, and has the power to prevent an isa from setting in. So when do you say that a davar sheyesh matirin is not bottled, a chumim mid rabbanan? Davar sheyesh matirin, that tarubis cannot be mevatel, cannot be matir an isa, but it can prevent the isa from setting in. So if it's bottled, and the tarubis, then the din is that it is bottled. So that din says in Yeridaya, by davar sheyesh matirin, by Paris on Ocean. So Rabbi Kilege quotes in the Sim in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, that's in Yeridaya, the end of Yeridaya Chelek Aleph, by davar sheyesh matirin. Then the beginning of Yeridaya in Hilchos Shechita, Rabbi Kivege quotes a machlokes achrayim, would that be true if I shecht one behema, and before I shecht it, there's no shayla. Before I shecht it, I don't remember who's the also, who's the beno, I don't remember who's related. I know the ages, I know approximately these 500 animals could be floaters, and these could be parents. But I don't know who's the parent of which lot. So before I shecht anything, there's no shayla. The minute I shecht any animal, there's a suffix, I can check the other 499 the same age. There may be siblings, there may be cousins, whatever, but it's not us, it's not. And now I don't know from the other 500, I don't know which one is the father or the mother, whether there should be an Issa. So it's Bolo Elam et Taruvis. When I shechted the first one, it was already a Taruvis to begin with. So maybe you should say, just like Dov Sheshem, Matirin is not Bottom with the Rabbana, but if it's Bolo Elam et Taruvis, then it's Mutter. So maybe Balachaim Chashibi Veloy Biteli is also a din mid Rabbana, but as Bala Olam Tarulis, then it should be Mutan. So Rabbi Kivege quotes, it's a machloikis achredim. So Rabbi Soloveitchik explained why it's different. He said there are two different things. And he showed later on that the Vilna Gaon has this difference in a different context. In the end of Yeridaya, the Bir Hagod, there's a gigantic Bir Hagod, goes on and on. Usually Bir Hagod just gives Marmakaimus. Once in a long while, he gives his own opinion. So there is a long, long beer, 100 lines long, very unusual. And part of what he says is to distinguish between Balachaim Chashiv and Veloy Biteli and Dovish Yesh Lamatirin. Dovish Yesh Lamatirin is a Taruvis, but when the Rabban, they said, Acha Techlein Abisa, Techlein Abahata, why should you eat the any of the apples today? Wait till after Abdul, you'll be allowed to eat all the apples you want. You shouldn't, like there's a din, not let it be mevatel an isa. So even if the isa got mixed in on its own, but it's not bottled until you're interested in eating it. So why should you choose to eat it today on Yom Tov? You have so much other food in the refrigerator. Eat the other food. You'll eat the tarubis with the apples, with the trace apple, eat it on Matzoyan. Well, you have to eat it on Yom Tov, eat it on Matzoyan. So there, by there is a tarubis, but when the rabbanim they say you shouldn't be lying a bitl. Your decision to eat it today is like a violation of eimavat and nisla. Don't decide to eat it today, so you won't be relying on Bitl Berot. If you eat it after Havdalah, you're not employing Bitl Berot. But by Balei Chayim Chashiv, it's not called a Tarulis Medirabbanan. The Din in HaTorah is, that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained also with the Chavos Das on Yeridah. Usually you say, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein, the Rais of Tikkun. So where do you have the Had a Din? Balei Chayim Chashiv Veloi B'Teli. Is there such a din on the level of the Raisa that something is a Dovah Choshev Oymed Bifnei Atzma, doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate? Is there such a thing on the level of the Raisa that they made a din Chaticha Roi Leskabe is a Dovah Choshev, not both Balei Chayim Chashiv and Balei Tev Dovah Shev Minyan is Loi Batul? What is this all based on? Where is there a din the Raisa like that? The Azoveitchik pointed out that the Nesivis, as he says on Yerudeh, this is called Chavos Das, a very major Pesach and Yerudeh Chalakav. So the Chavos Das has a Ramban where he interprets the Ramban to say human beings are not bottled, that's a din and a term. And human beings are mixed in. Tosis holds that there is no such thing. Tosis says kind of Mishnah, there's a Mishnah towards the end of Sanhedrin, that Pe'alef, a person is Chayv Skila, and got a person, one person is not Chayv Skila, got mixed in with 10 people who are Chayv Skila. And the Bezin doesn't remember who's who. So the Mishnah says that they're all off the hook. And each one claims I'm the one who's Pata. There's no way to identify who's who. So Tosfos asks, why don't you say Bitl Beroi? If you have 11 people, you know that 10 of them are Nigma Dinam Lamisa, one of them is scot free, one of them didn't go out there. Why don't you say Bitl Beroi? Give them all Skila. The Tosfos works hard on that cash. An innocent person, you should give them Skila. Bitl Beroi. So the Ramban says in a different context, and Gans in a different, in Gittin, human beings are not Bitl Beroi, that's a Din Beroi's. So why? Human beings don't lose their identity in a conglomerate. Human beings always are midrash. It's not a tarulis. It's not called the tarulis. So midrabbanan they said Balei Chayim Chashiv v'Lo B'Teili and Chaticha Roi Leskabe is Chashiv. It's not bottle and Davish B'Minyan is not bottle. But everything has to be called the Tikkun Rabbanan. Came the Raisa Tikkun. So according to their Ramban, you understand very well. It's Rabbi Chanan asked that question. What's the Came the Raisa? What are they patterned it after? So that's what Rashi said. That's the answer. They patterned after the din. Human beings are not both. So to say like that Balei Chayim Chashiv v'Lo B'Teili is not called a tarulis at all, then it doesn't make a difference whether the the animal, I shechted one animal, and I know this is the mother, there's a din, and then the mother runs in and gets mixed up with another two animals. It wouldn't make a difference whether it's nikah isa first, then the tarulis occurred, or is Boloi Lemetarubis, because Balei Chayim are not called Metarubis. Balei Chayim, Chatech Ruilis Kabin, and Dovish of Dominion is not considered Tarubis, period. So neither Din of Tarubis would apply. The whole point was that by Dovish Eshmatirin, the Din of Tarubis, that Tarubis is Mevatlan Isa, Matarin Isa, that you're not Mekal. Achet Tachlan Isa, Tachlan Abak. But the other Din of Tarubis is Tarubis prevents it from the Isa from setting in. So that's by medva mamum. Why can you say that by dovash yesh lamatirin? There is a tarubis. It's just that they said don't rely on bitl. But this bitl prevents the yisuf from setting in. That bitl, that kind of tarubis, he can rely. But Balei Chayim Chashiv v'Lo B'Teili means that there's no tarubis at all. Midirabban considered like a dovash choshev oymed b'fnei atzma. So that's where Rabbi Kivege quotes. That's a machlokes achrenim. So many achrenim make that distinction. They say even Bolo Adam Tarubis also doesn't help.
How does Ramban know about the person if that's
he interprets that he has a kasha and a gemara. Tosfos has a kasha and a gemara, so he interprets that that's what it says in the gemara. The gemara says, I made a shliach to be mekadosh li anisha. And I tell him what kind of a girl I'm looking for, and then the shliach dies. I don't know whether he was shliach hosa, shliach husa or not. So the Gemara says you have to be choshes luchumer chazok eruba dalesa kamon shalich osa shlichusa, and maybe he was mekadosh anisha for me, so I'm not allowed to marry osa b'chol anoshim sheba'olam. Why? Maybe this girl is achos ishto. Maybe he was married to the sister. Unless the girl I want to marry has no sister, she's a geiris. She's not related to a soul in the world. Now this girl I want to marry has no sisters. She has no mother. She has no daughter. Can't be isha bita. Can't be isha b'achosa. Otherwise, also b'chal anashim shabar. So Tosfos asks the kash, why don't you say bitul b'roif? Why don't you say bitul b'roif? The shliach, I only authorized him to be a shliach to mimkadosh one isha for me. So whoever the isha is, so all the other, that isha should be bitul b'roif. What's the problem? So the Ramban says, b'nei adam are not bitul b'roif. That's his mocha. The Ramban's mocha is that Gemara Gittin. Yeah, the next Mishnah is an interesting din. I'm selling behemoths. I have an osa and a benoi. I know this is the osa and this is the benoi. So I sell one of them to one person today. I sell the other one to another person today. And I don't know when they plan to shecht it. And now they're both interested in shechting their behemoth today. So is there any din and din moments? Who has the right to shecht the behemoth? So Rashi tells you, well, you got to know a little background here. Rashi says there's a comment in the Tosefta. Here, the Rashi is the third wide line. The Rashi has a lot of narrow lines. Then when you have the wide lines, he says, V'chein shanina b'tosefta perikei in chulin. He starts off with that Tosefta. That's the basis, and the Mishnah is a next step. Halakech min balabais, who kredim le balabais, almanas kein lakach. Balabais has only two behemoths in his corral, an osa and a benoi. And he sells one of them to the lakech. Now, lakech would like to shecht it today. Balabais says, no, but I want to shecht the benoi today. So you shouldn't shecht. So who has the right in didimame? Who has the schus to shecht? The lakech, the one who bought the animal, or the balabais, the one who still kept one of them for himself? So he says the basis of the din in the Mishnah is that tosefta. That who kaidim le balabais? When I sold the behemoth to the lokeach, just like Kozman, I have the both animals, I have the right to shecht either A or B. I can't shecht both on the same day. That's a violation of Osiris Beno. But Kozman, that I have both, I have the right to shecht either A or B. So when I sell one of the two animals to you, ma mocham rishon l'sheni kol schusha tova liyodai, just like I have the right to shecht either one I want, and so now you have the right to decide. So if you want to shecht the one that I sold to you, so you have the right to choose to do that. So what if I had an osiris when I sold the first one to Reuben and the second one to Shimon? So if I would have only sold one to Reuben, I would have never sold the second one. I would keep the second one. So the Tosefta said the din is, it's a din teira, a sichsach between the lekech and the balabayis, sama machorish and nisheini, calls chushet over the other. The balabayis, when he had both, had the right to shecht, to choose which one he wants to shecht today. So when he sells one, the lekech has a right to choose. I want to shecht the one that you sold me. So if he sold one to the lekech rishon, one to the lekech sheni, so the lekech rishon bought that right, and he had no right to sell it to the lekech sheni. So it's really, let's say, the government institutes a red light and green light system. So when it's red light for me, I'm not supposed to go. And if I go, another car has green light, he wants to go. I'm a wise guy, I'm going to be aggressive, I'm going to go through the red light. And the other guy's going to have to wait. So that's Gezel, I'm stealing his, he has the right. The government has a right and an obligation to institute such a system. A red light, green light system, otherwise it's going to be a balagan. Whenever you come to a crossroads, so whoever is the more aggressive driver is going to win all the time. So that's not a way to run a city, that's not a way to run a country. So the Gemara says it in Sanhedrin, Tzedek Tirdeif, that the Bezin has to institute such a system of sure, red light, green light, I have a traffic policeman or something like that to determine who has the right to go. You have to have some system. And if someone goes through the red light and there's another car there and he has to wait another minute, it's really Gezel. I'm stealing this chutz that he had. He had the right to go. I didn't have the right to go. So this Mishnah also, the Pashtus is, if the Vakeach Sheni here, Shnaim shalokach poro b'no, Ezer shalokach rishon, the one who bought first, Yishchad rishon, he has the right to shecht today. What if the second guy chapsais and he shechts today? I would say it's like going through a red light and you made the other guy wait. So you were a gazlan. So you did wrong. You paralyzed the first one. Now he can't shecht his behemah. Once you shecht the behemah that you have, so the lekech rishon is not allowed to shecht his today. He has to wait till tomorrow. Okay, like I go through the red light, so he has no choice. So the guy has the green light, has to wait. But that's not, it's an avala that he did that. So for the Gemara, it doesn't sound like that. Amar av yosef linyan dina tanan. The Mishnah means to say, dina mamanis, it doesn't mean, if I sold one, osu lezman, I sold one to Reuven, and then I sell to Shimon. So if they both agree, Shimon should check first, and I'll check tomorrow. It isn't the hate. If they both agree, there's no averit. Just because I sold one to Reuven first doesn't mean that you have to shecht that first. It means linya dinatar. There's a sichsuch and didi mominis. So we say, ma macharishin the same, kol shchusha tava liyadai, the lekech rishin has the right. So the Gemara says, Tana, we have a braisa, a tosefta, that says in Kodama Shaini, Hareza Zoriz Veniska. If the second Achapsois, so good for him. Yashikar for him. Zoriz the law, but he saw he didn't violate Yashikar. Veniska, he's flesh today. Doesn't have to wait till tomorrow. So it sounds like you give him a Yashikarach. You give the Yashikarach to the guy who goes through the red light. And he makes the other people who have the green light, makes them wait. It's a little misleading. The way Rav Yosef says Linyan Dinatanan, he says the Mishnah means it's Schus and Dinimaminus, that the one who bought first has the right to Shech today. So why doesn't it say so on the price? It sounds like it's fine. How can it be? Linyan Dinatan means that he did an Avla. I think it's obvious that he did an Avla. I don't know. So have you had a chance to look to see what the Achronim have on this? Maybe somebody on the Tosefta has. I have to look. Bechesk Abramsky has a commentary on the Tosefta. Didn't have a chance to look it up today. Okay. The next sugya is a very famous topic. Let's say a person eats chela v'dam, the mezid. So he's chayv koros. So if a person eats chela v'dam b'shogeg, he's chayv chatas. Whenever he did an aver b'shogeg, which if he would have done it b'mezid, it would have been chayv koros, then if you do b'shogeg, you're chayv chatas. There was a Malamed in Europe who wrote a whole sefer about how to teach Torah to little children. So he writes, part of what he writes in this sefer is, you don't have to teach them every Rashi. They're just in first grade, they're just Hascholas Chumash. You're going to mix them up with all the Rashi quotes so much from the Torah Shabbat there. You're not mechuyav to teach all the Rashi. So he gives a mashal, a dugma. He says, when you teach the parsha of Korban Chatas, so in the Chumash and Vayikra it says, if a person did an aver b'shogeg, he has to bring a Korban Chatas. So you don't have to make him crazy to tell him, if he did an aver, that if he would have done it b'mezid, he would have been chayv kari. So if he does a b'shogeg, he's chayv chatas. Just tell him he did an aver b'shogeg. So he sent a copy of a sefer to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik said, what are you talking about? How can you not teach that? You're misleading the child into believing if he cheat in business, b'shogeg, it's probably not b'shogeg, it's probably b'mezid. But if he cheat in business, b'shogeg, yechai b'chatas. And if he eat chazer, b'shogeg, yechai b'chatas. Any time you make a mistake, b'shogeg, it's not true. There are certain things that mamash p'rutot shal mikra. You can't leave that out. So they printed that letter from Rav Chaim, the letter that Rav Chaim sent to the Malamed. So that's the din. If a person eats chela v'dam, the shogeg has to bring a chatas. How much chela v'dam does he have to be? A minimum of a kazais. What if he went to a restaurant, a kosher restaurant with a hashgacha, and he eats a whole meal, and then after he finishes benching, the waiter runs and he says, oh, yeah, we made a mistake, we gave you a portion that had a lot of chela v'dam. And it had two kizesim of chelas. Is he chayv two chatos or is he chayv one chatos? So the Mishnah says, Beli chalek, it doesn't quote a machlokes. That's what the Gemara has a discussion. Maybe Sumchas, and our Mishnah, B'shem Rav Meir, Sumchas was a Talmud or a man. Maybe Sumchas disagrees with that. But in you learn krisis, you learn all over Shas, they talk about this. If you eat many kizesim of chelas, behelamechod, you only chayv one chatos. Mm-hmm. If he ate a kazais b'shogeg, he ate in one restaurant, and then he finished eating, and they told him, we're sorry, we fed you chelev. So when he finds out his chayv to bring a chatas, then once the butcher calls him up, and he said, I forgot to remove the chelev, and you ate it already, he said, you ate chelev. So that's v'shnei halomis. That was one mistake, this is a different mistake. Then you chayv two chatas. But if he ate many kazais and chelev, then you only chayv one chatas. Let's say the person was Bechal Shabbos, he wrote a whole letter on Shabbos. So if he writes Shtei Oisiyas on Shabbos, he chayv chatas. If he writes a whole letter, he wrote thousands of letters on Shabbos, thousands of Oisiyas. But the whole thing was Behel Mechad, his watch stopped. So he thought, he didn't realize that Shabbos began. He thought that it's still Erev Shabbos. But his watch was too fast. He thought it was Mitzoy Shabbos already. He thought he was writing Bechol. So if he does the same Malacha, Behel Mechad, if he violates B'shegig, all the 39 malachas on Shabbos, then he's chayiv 39 chatos. That's chiluk malachas on Shabbos, because each one is considered a separate aver. But if he repeats the same aver many times over, be'el mechod, then only chayiv one chatos. So the Ran in Adorim gives a marshal that's straight lakuach from our Gemara. People wonder, where did the Ran get this from? He said, not from the Gemara, really. He's quoting our Gemara. He's basing himself on our Gemara. So the Gemara has the same with respect to Malkus. Let's say a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. So the Nazir has a whole cup of wine, the Mezid. And they say, you better, here's a whole bottle, and the bottle says it has 10 shaylah. How much wine does he have to drink? A kazayis wine or a revius wine? Machlokes ha-tanaim in the Mishnah knows. So let's say a kazayis, makes it easier. So it says on the bottle, this bottle contains 10 kazayisim of wine. So they warn the nozim and the vim, don't drink the wine, we're going to give you malkus. So he says, I don't care, give me all the malkus. They tell him, but the bottle says that it has 10 kazayisim of wine, 10 revius of wine, whatever it is. I don't care, give me as much malkus as you want. And he drinks the whole bottle down. Keeps on drinking. So the pashtus and the gemara, they only get one malkus. If they keep on warning him, al tishta, before he's about to cup, he's about to drink a cup of wine, they say, don't drink, we're going to give you malkus, I don't care. Then he drinks it. Then they tell him again, you better not drink another cup of wine, I'm going to give you again malkus. But he keeps on saying, al tishta, each time, mafsik, in between the first shtiyah and the second shtiyah, between the second shtiyah and the third shtiyah, so then he gets many times malkus. But if you tell him in advance, don't drink all the wine because it has 10 kazayisim and 10 revisim, we're going to give you 10 times malkus, the pashtus is that you don't give. I say the pashtus because there's a pirush hamishnayis and that Mishnah knows it, where the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi that it's not so. But the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah doesn't quote that. Every so often the Rambam quotes Yerushalmis and the pirush hamishnayis, which in Halacha Lamaisa and the Mishnah Torah he doesn't quote. So that's the pashtus of the sugya. The Gemara makes a two-step. The Gemara makes a hashavah, a comparison. Parallelism over here. That just like the mezid, he can drink a whole bottle of wine. I treat it as if it was one unit of isid because it was all. You can't say be'elam echad. There was no chiluk hasrois. They didn't tell him al tishta in between the first kos and the second kos and the third kos. So that's parallel to a person who would be chayv many chatois if he would eat many kizaisim of chela v'dam bekama halomas, he would be chayv many chatos. But if he eats everything be'elam echad, then he's only chayv one chatos. So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanaim regarding malkus. Sometimes you get two malkus. So it's an easy Mishnah. Shochat parva hakach shnei baner. He shechts the mother. Then so there's a dinah. So there's benot. So you're not allowed to shech this bein. Not allowed to shech that bein. So it says, so if it's mine, he gets three more malkus. He gets malkus haboim for shechting one vlad, and malkus haboim for shechting the other vlad. What if first shochat shnei baneho? He shechts two vlad, is that a sibling? The chakach shochto, a chakach shchoto, then he shechts the mother. So the Tan in the Mishnah says, sefik is haboim. He only gets once malkus. Why only once malkus? Tosis points out, the bottom Tosis points out, Sumchus, quoting Rav Meir, disagrees with this too. Sumchus would quote Rav Meir saying, when I shecht the two vladis first, then I shecht the mother. So this mother is mitzvah with that vlad to create a pair of us lesbino, and the same shechita and mother mitzvah with the other vlad that I shechted earlier, an hour earlier in the day, to make another pair of us lesbino. So by shechting one mother, I created two pairs of those of Eres Benos. So we paskin, you only get one Malkus, and Sumchus quotes in the name of Rameh, you get three more Malkus. We're going to see Sumchus soon in a minute. So the Mishnah says, in that case, Shochet Shnei Banel first, Chakach Shchoto, then he shechts the mother. So the Mishnah says, you only get one Malkus, and Sumchus is going to disagree. Let's see, Shochta Vez Bito Vez Bas Bito, this is an easy case. He shechts the grandmother first, then he shechts the vlad, afterwards then he shechts the vlad of the vlad. So when he shechts the vlad, he made also as beno, and then when he shechts the granddaughter, that's also as beno with the grandmother. So that's a din poshut. He shechts first the grandmother, then the daughter, then the granddaughter. So tzvei mo malkus. But if shchotov is bas bita, what if he shechts first the grandmother and then the granddaughter? And so far, there is no osav ez beno, that was mutter. The shech, the grandmother and the granddaughter is mutter. The hakach shochat bito, then he shechts the middle generation, he shechts the daughter. So by shechting the daughter is mitzarif with her mother to make one pair of osav ez beno. Mitzarif to the vlad to make another pair of osav ez beno, but he made two osav ez benos with one shechita. So that's the machlekes, simchis and the chacham. So the tarakam is the chacham, that's the majority thing. So if you saw our boy. You get once malkus. It's in chesem mishum amir seifik shmeinim. So from this Mishnah you see, I think we discussed that a little bit. There's a din If you cook basa b'chalav, it becomes asa b'hano. If you do, let's say, yishech tosu es b'no, is the second one asa? No, the second one is mutter. The second one is mutter. Even though you did an avera. Even though you did an avera. How do you know that if you cook basa b'chalav, it's asa b'achila? So when we started chulam, we learned first perikol basa, so we might have different makaris, a different tanoim. So one tana was of the opinion, right, there's a Rashi and Chumash, because the pasuk appears three times in Chumash, lo sevashu b'di. Three times, one goes on Isa Bishul, one goes on Isa Achila, one goes on Isa Anor. That's the most popular mocha, because Rashi and Chumash quoted that. Could be Rashi quotes it three times in Chumash also, that I don't remember. So, but other tanaim gave, if different makaris, how do you know? One time holds the pasuk b'chalav is mutabano. He only holds that it's asabano. Because the pasuk of Losh Basha Gedi is written right next to Nevela, Kiam Kodesh Atel Hashem Alkech Losh Basha Gedi B'chal Lehi Nimos. Am Kodesh is written in connection with Nevela. Nevela is Asa B'chil L'mutabano. So one time it holds that Basha B'chal is only Asa B'chil L'mutabano. We pass in Asa B'chal. So one time it says, it's based on the pasuk, Losh Kol Tayeva, Kol Sheti Afdi Lecho, Arehu B'Val Teichel. I told you you're not allowed to cook Basha B'chal. So if you go ahead and you cook it, then you're not allowed to eat it. Kol shetiyapti lecho is lasochel kol tayeg. So the Gemara fact that kasha really lasochel kol tayeg. So Rashi says on that Gemara, this was a long time ago when we learned that Rashi has a comment on that Gemara. Kol shetiyapti lecho. Therefore, as up to Rashi, even if a goy cooked it, it's also awesome. Therefore, if a goy cooked it, it's also awesome. Be fakir. A goy didn't do any avera. Or let's say the milk fell in accidentally. I had a pot of flesh, raw flesh in the refrigerator, and the milk was container was leaking into the flesh, but I didn't realize it, and I put it on the fire, and I cooked it by mistake. I cooked the basa b'chalav by mistake. So Rashi says, since there's a din kol shetiyav tocha, re'lo l'atecha, so even if the milk fell in by itself, and even if a goy cooked it, even if a cotton cooked it, it's also hafakeret. If it's based on kol shetiyav tocha, you should say it's only also if a Jew cooked it b'avera. If a cotton cooked it, it's not kosher tiyaftikah. I didn't do an aver. So what does Rashi say that for? So it's really muchach and the hemshach and the sugya like that. We learned in many mesichtes. If a carbon gets a mum kavua, then the din is he can be paid based on the mum kavua. What if I made the mum be a dayim? That's an aver, and I get malchus. If you mat a mum mikotchim. Kol mum lo yirbo, so the Gemara Darshan is kol mum lo yahayirbo. You're not allowed to make a mum. So what if you went ahead and you made a mum? So then there's a penalty in the Darabon and you're not allowed to be paid. Usually if a carbon develops a mum kavua, you can be paid based on that mum. So here there's a din of the Rabbanon. There's an asmach that kol shiti after l'cho. Hareba v'al techa. But Tesis proves in the Gemara that it's only a penalty in the Darabon. If you made the mum the Adam, you violated the Yisra, not the mum the Kachim, then we don't let you be paid based on that mum. You have to wait till it develops a different mum. So why isn't that an Issa Deraisa? Why is it only a Dimad Rabbanan? Why isn't that a good example of Kol Shati after Lachon? So Tesis answers, I think the Tesis is in Pcheris, because the Mishnah there in Pcheris talks about you're not allowed to be Matan Mum. If you did it yourself, then you're not allowed to reshecht it based on that mum. You have to wait till it develops another mum. Tesis says, if the mum would have happened by itself, it would be allowed to shech the bechor based on a mum kavua that happened by itself. So you can't call out a dova hametuav. Dova hametuav is only if the cheftz is metuav. If the gavre did something, wasn't allowed to do. But that per se is not a dova hametuav. There is a provision in the chumash. If a carbon gets a mum, there are dinim about it. You don't say you're not allowed to eat it. Period. If it's any other carbon, you pay it based on the mum. And if it's pchor ma'aser, then it's yotzei l'chumash. But any pidyon, you don't need any pidyon. So can the chumash like that. So you can't say that a carbon that has a mum kavu is a dova hametuav. The Tesis says kol shetiyapti lecha reva v'al teichel l'sel kol teiv is only if the cheftz is a dova hametuav. If the person violated another, that's not wrong. So when the Gemara says that when we pass kambosim b'cholav is asa ba'achiva, asa ba'noa, and one Tana says based on kol shetiyapti lecha, so Rashi is quick to say right away, well, we wouldn't have said that. Rashi says, therefore, even if a goy cooks it, even if a cotton cooks it, even if it happened by itself, it's also asa b'achila. Why? Fakert. He didn't do any. No one did an avera. But the answer is no. Rashi thinks like that. Tesis. It's only called the dava hametuav kol shetiyav telecho if the cheftz is metuav. if but only be achila b'hanor, if you cooked it, an adult Jewish person cooked it, if a guy cooks it, a kohen cooks it, then there wouldn't be kosher tiyatir. So then it's not a davar hamatur. The chetzer is not. It's only the gavur did an isa. He shouldn't have cooked the basa b'chalav. So that's not called a davar hamatur. So the Gemara there discusses in Perek Kalabas, and one says, oh, there's a din in kosher tiyatir l'cha. So how come by Yosef is benoi there should be a din kosher tiyatir l'cha? Gemara learns out from a pasuk that is mutter. Why did Gemara think that basa b'chalav? Why did Gemara think that Osir Ez Beno should be kosher to Yavti Lecho? What the Chefza is a Chefza HaMetuav. So the Ritva points out, and not Gemara. You see from the Gemara, Rav Zalman Margolius has a whole tshuva about this. So he quotes this Ritva. So the Ritva on the Gemara Chul and Perek Kolabosa points out, you see from the Gemara that the nature of the prohibition of Osir Ez Beno, it's not if you shechted the first one, there's an issue, you're not allowed to shecht the second one. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want that an osir and osir b'no should be nishchad b'yoy nechoy. It's an issa chalois. It's not an issa pe'ula. Perhaps all Eichik's l'shaynas. If it's just an issa pe'ula, like matan lum b'kotchim, so then it wouldn't be included in kol shel tiyaftir l'cho. Basa b'cholov is kol shel tiyaftir. The chefcha is metuach. So over here, the Isser Osir Ez Beno, you see from the Gemara, the Isser is don't bring about such a result. The Bashan doesn't want. Osir Ez Beno, it's an Isser Chalois, not so much an Isser Pula. And that's why we discussed a little bit. The Mishnah says when you did Shecht Osir Ez Beno, it's Mutter, you're allowed to eat them. But the Bahag in Yeridei, they call it the Halach Zedavis, has a Chumra Medir Abonon, that we penalize you that you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat which one? So the Prima Gaon quotes a machlokes achrayim. Some say you're not allowed to even eat the first one. Not like the first one. The first one is behefted gomer. He shecht an animal. What's that? The answer is once you shecht one and the other one, then it comes out they were both bavera. It's a gloymos because the issue is it's not proper to have osvez mel nishchotim b'yoy mechon. So there's one opinion like that. That's not the popular opinion that the both the penalties on. Pashtus is a penalty, but Rabban is only whoever shechted the second one, he did an Avera. So the Issa, the Rabban is a penalty, he shouldn't eat the second one. But the Prima Gaon quotes, there's an even opinion that we penalize, you're not allowed to eat the first one either, because it's an Issa Chalois. So that's what Tzumcha says here in the name of Rab Meir. He says, you shecht the grandmother and the granddaughter, then you shecht the one, the middle generation. By shechting the middle one is Mitztaref to her mother and to the Vlad. So you have two pairs of Osir Ez Beno. So the Chachamim say, you only did one Aveira. You shechted one animal that you had two reasons why you're not allowed to shecht it. Because you shechted its mother and you shechted its blood. There are two reasons why you're not allowed to shecht it. Simcha says, no, not just two reasons that you weren't allowed to shecht it. By shechting one animal, you accomplished two Aveiras. This animal is mitzaref with its mother when it's blood. So they're two different Aveiras. So that's what the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. What's the real reason for Simchas? Does Simchas hold because Osir Ez Beno, it's a double Avera? Or maybe he holds, even if you eat five Zeisei Chela Be'el HaMechad, maybe he would say over there also, Yechayiv five Chatois. So maybe he holds that by Malchus also, if they warn the Nozim in advance, don't drink the bottle of wine, it has ten Rebizim. Whatever the shear is, maybe Simchas would disagree and say that you get 10 times Malchus over there too. They're not sure. But the Pashta says that the only place that they quote him is over here, because it's a unique situation. By shechting one animal, this one animal is mitzarf to both, and it's an Issa Chalois, and he brought about two Averis by doing one Maisa. So the Gemara. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. So first, before the Gemara gets into that discussion, what's the reason for Simchas? So first they raise a different question. For the Mishnah, it's clear that it doesn't make, it says in the Mishnah, you shecht the grandmother and the granddaughter, then you shecht the daughter. So the daughter is mitztaref both to its own mother and to the Vlad. But to be mitztaref with its Vlad, you shecht the Bno before the Oso. So is that too Oser? That's also Oser. So you see from the Mishnah that it's Osir. So that's the Gemara's question. Am I? Why is it Osir? Osir is Bana Rachmana, but not Bana Osir. You shechted it in the wrong order. Why is it also? So the Gemara said it doesn't make a difference. When you shechted the mother first, the blood first, it doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, even if two different people shechted, one shechted the osa, one shechted the blood, one shechted the blood first, and then the osa after, it doesn't make a difference. Let's talk about that. It doesn't make a difference. The Tanya, we have a brisa which tells you that osa is benoi, any other osa is mo, had enough haker, osa is imo minan, had enough, you shecht the blood first, then you shecht the mother. Minayin had enough to show him, but I see the Torah says they're both over the isa. They're both over the isa. Arei catch time, two people are over. Usually if you shecht osa is beno, whoever shechted the beno is over the aver. One shechted the first one, did beheter. So what's the case? Arei catch time, hoa ketzad, Ketzad means Ketzad. What case is the Chumash talking about that the two people get Malkus, two people violated? The answer is, Echad Shechet is Hapor, Echad Shechet is Sima, Echad Shechet is Binah. Somebody shechts the middle generation, the Heter Gomer. Then a second person shechts the mother, then a third person shechts the blood. So the three people shechting here. One shechted the middle generation, one shechted the first generation, and the third one shechted the third generation. So number two and number three both did an Avera. One Avera was an Osves Beno, one Avera was a Beno Vioso. So in either direction, you're over. That's what the Pasig means. It's written in the Pulo, Loisish Chatu, that they both violated the Avera.
Only
the
last one was not different.
Huh?
Only two, not out of the three?
The first one was shechted the middle generation, that was Behet the Gomer. Let's say have also as Beno. So whoever shechts also is Behet the Gomer. One shechts Beno did an Avera. So here you're going to give three people shechted. One shechted the middle generation, one shechted the mother, one shechted the blood. So number two and number three both did an Avera. So the person says, both Yishchatu, two people are both violating an Avera, means number two and number three. Number one did the Heter, but number two and number three both did the Yisr. And it must be that that's what the Pasuk means. Okay. So that's the easy part. Okay, that's the easy part. And then Gemara said, you also see from the post, even if two different people did it, you shouldn't think Osbez Ben is only if the same person shecht both. But the main discussion is going to be on the eighth line from the top. We was going to discuss what's the reason why Sumchus quotes Reb Meir is disagreeing. Okay, next week we'll have to work on this. The Sedra is so moving. You just read the story and start crying. Wait. Yosef with the brothers, they loved each other. So finally he cries, and they're crying, and everybody's crying. This is the history of the Jewish people. The Haftarah talks also about the period among Klal Yisrael. So the Navi Yecheskel says, Kafach Heitzech Echel of the Yehuda, Heitzech Echel of the Yosef. They didn't get along with Yosef. The Shvatim was split. There's no Achdus in Klal Yisrael. And we'll have Achdus, then we'll have the Gula. Yankov Avinu says, He also begil lechem es hashiik reschem b'achlis hayom. He says they should all gather together. And there's Achdus in Klal Yisrael. Then he has a whole beautiful nevuah to tell us about loss of love. But then the Stalka Emen Eshchina, he didn't say what he wanted to say. He thought that he should be Megala the Cakes. He thought, Mistama Yesh Menem Psul. And then when they said, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elkein, Shem Echlad, we believe in one God. So he realized that it's not right to be Megala the Cakes. He didn't, but he was going to be Megala the Cakes because he asked for the Agir Elohim, if the Bnei Yisrael are going to be in Achdus. He called to Rishimu, they should all gather together. Yeah. He called to Rishimu. That's the problem, we don't gather together.
Especially
with
Yeah.
That's what Mefarshim say, that all of the Nevuas Leroh that it says in Tanakh, says about Gog and Magog and all kinds of terrible things. The Nevuas Leroh, the Gemara says in Masech Shabbos, the Nevuas Leroh is understood that it's Allah Tanakh. Nevuas Leroh has to be Miskayemis, but the Nevuas Leroh is always understood that it's Allah Tanakh. Even in Zvitnan Tanakh, not only the Navi says about that. It's assumed that it's Allah Tanakh. So it means if Bnei Yisrael will be united, if we'll have Achdus, then there won't be any Gog and Magog. It won't happen. But if they're not going to have any Achdus, then we have all of these Nevuas Leroh that are going to be fulfilled. Yeah, that's the whole story. The whole story that the brothers don't get along. They loved each other, but they didn't get along. They have so many religious Jews. What do they say? Each one. The Gemara said the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel disagreed with each other, but they used to intermarry with each other. It was nothing personal. And if, according to Beis Hillel, the children of Beis Shammai would be mamzerim, because they would do yibam on the tzoris abbas, so they would notify them, you can marry any other girl, but this girl is a mamzerim, so come to your shita. They didn't get, the world didn't come to an end. You're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to my opinion. You hold this a mamzerim, so don't marry that girl. But they were prepared to be mishadach with them. They were mishadach with each other. You're not supposed to take all of the machloikis in person. You're not dealing with reformed rabbis. The Shammai said they're both working with the Midrash HaTorah and the Midrash HaSdam. They're both Elo V'Elo Dira L'Kim Chaim. And that's what the Shaloh quotes in Midrash from the Sifrei Kabbalah on the last pasuk in Parshas Mikets. V'Atem Alu L'Sholom Al Avichem. That's a remez on Asor HaRuge Malchus, that they're going to lose their lives because of this, because of Mechiras Yosef. That's how the Midrash goes, that the Goyish king gathered them and he said, what's the din? If you kidnap someone and you sell them, what's the punishment? So he said, Yechayv Misha. So he said, he's going to give them all the death penalty because of the brothers who sold Yosef into slavery. That's all of the suffering of the Jewish people is because of the Machlokes, because of the Chivas Yosef. You have to try to work on it. You have to try to do something. So we should be nitzol from all of the nevuas that are the raw, they have a lot to dhamma for. Okay.